Washington, the city of presidents, is also a city with a mayor, and our mayor has also had his share of problems with the local news media. This month, Mayor Marion Barry closed down his personal press office. Now reporters have to operate through a separate D.C. office of communications. Craig Oliver of member station WAMU has the story.
Marion Barry's bad press has grown right along with the city's budget deficit. This year's budget is expected to be about $175 million in the red, and a private audit shows a historical debt of nearly $300 million. When the Washington Post and Star published stories about the mayor cutting chauffeur service for other city employees while maintaining his own, Barry is reported to have flown off the handle. The Post said he stormed into his press spokesman's office and ordered it closed. It has been closed, but the mayor's new spokesman, former City Hall reporter Alan Gripp, says that had been planned for some time because the mayor had just gotten too close to the press.
He's walking down his hallway from a meeting in his office on some subject that had nothing to do with what the reporter was asking about. And the reporter says, "Mayor Barry, such and such just happened. What's your reaction?" The mayor, more often than not, would just fire from the hip with a response in order to be responsive to the reporter. And more often than not, he was making policy in his hallway without being fully prepared and knowledgeable about what the reporter was asking him about. A mayor can't do that.
It's ironic that Mayor Barry has been at odds with the Washington Post, according to Howard Bray, author of a book about the Post and publisher Catherine Graham called The Pillars of the Post. Bray says the Post's endorsement got Barry elected.
In my book, based on an interview with Mrs. Graham, she points out that we made Marion Barry respectable. They endorsed him, and he won by a few thousand votes. And there are people in Marion Barry's organization who believe, and other observers, local observers, believe that the Post's endorsement indeed was crucial.
Mayor Barry is now part of the establishment he used to criticize. Now people are criticizing him, and some of that criticism comes from the black community which supported Barry when he was on the street with a picket sign not so many years ago. They say Mayor Barry is too quick to cut the social program Citizen Barry once fought for. The mayor responded at the University of the District of Columbia's graduation ceremonies last month.
I'm increasingly concerned that as blacks become leaders in places where they weren't before, that other blacks began to immediately criticize everything that's there and act as though it started when we got there.
The Barry administration has inherited many of the problems that started years ago when the district was run by the federal government like any other Washington-based federal agency. Now the district has limited home rule and locally elected leaders, and the problems belong to them. The result? A spate of negative news stories. But City Councilman John Wilson says the mayor has to get used to criticism from the public and the press.
I don't think that any politician can control the media. Sometimes I read things in the paper that make me run up the wall. Sometimes I read things in the paper that makes me not want to speak to people. The mayor or no other politician is going to be able to control the media. And besides that, that's a First Amendment right, and I don't think it was a wise idea what he did.
Although the mayor's personal press office is closing, Mayor Barry says the press and public are going to know more than ever before. There is more to the District of Columbia than Mayor Barry, he says. For National Public Radio, this is Craig Oliver.